May children eat meat and chicken during the period of the 9 days. So as we know, it's a minog Yisrael recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber in chapter 551, that we avoid eating meat and chicken throughout the 9 day period to diminish in pleasure. And the question is asked, what about children? May they eat these products or not? Do these laws of mourning apply to them or not? So we find regarding this matter a debate amongst the Poskim. You have some Poskim who rule that just like adults may not eat meat, chicken, and wine during the 9 days, so too children. Even small children, adults are not allowed to feed them meat and chicken. So writes the Dugal Meravava in his understanding of the El Yerabba. And so it was implied from the El Yerabba in 551.24, the Mishnah Berurah 551.70, the Shari Tshuva, the Kaf HaChaim, and other Poskim, that children are not to be given meat or chicken. However, other Poskim rule that this applies only to children who have reached the age of chinuch. However, all children below the age of chinuch may eat meat and poultry during the 9 days. So rules the Magen Avraham of 551.31. It's the implication of the Ramah, who rules that you're supposed to give the Havdalah wine to the child. So rules the Makor Chayim, the Chaya Adam, and other Poskim of today. Now, what is the age of chinuch regarding this matter? So the Magen Avraham writes that it's the age of understanding the mourning, which Poskim of today have noted is not before age 9, where they understand the mourning period, the Chorban, etc. So until age 9, they are allowed to eat meat and chicken during the 9 days, and from age 9 and onwards, that's when they are to abstain, according to this latter opinion. While according to the former opinion, we don't differentiate between the age of chinuch and below the age of chinuch. No one is to eat meat and chicken during the 9 days. Practically, many families are stringent in this matter and avoid giving meat and chicken to the children during the 9 days, thus adapting the approach of the first opinion. However, nonetheless, from the letter of the law, one may follow the second approach, which is that children below the age of chinuch, who don't yet understand the mourning, the Chorban, may be fed chicken and meat during the 9 day period. As we stated, that some say that this is from age 9, below age 9, while from age 9 and above, you would abstain according to all opinions in feeding them meat and chicken. And one who follows the lenient approach certainly has upon whom to rely. Regarding Erev Shabbos, if you can give children to eat meat and chicken, especially if the Shabbos meal is taking place very late and they're going to be sleeping already. So in a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe and Chelek Dalid, Tshuva 21, he writes that it is permitted to do so based on the rulings of the El Yerabba and the Kaf HaChaim, who themselves explicitly permit this to be done on Erev Shabbos after Chatzais, that you may give children to eat meat and chicken, the covered Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos yet. However, as Rav Moshe explains, this is limited to areas that begin Shabbos very late. So to summarize, children above age 9 are not allowed to be given meat or poultry or wine or grape juice throughout the 9 day period. Children below age 9, below the age of chinuch, it is debated amongst Poskim if they may be given. Practically, many are stringent in this matter, although those who are lenient have upon whom to rely to give children below age 9 meat and chicken to eat. Regarding Erev Shabbos, all children below Bar and Bas Mitzvah may be given to eat meat and chicken after Chatzais in those areas that the meal starts very late.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.